For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Bring Your Own, a catch-all bookish notes of the time podcast. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And welcome back to another little bonus episode of Bring Your Own. We're so excited. Two of our bonus episodes have been reacting to our listeners' top 10 books of 2024. And we had to do a counterpart of that, you guys. We asked you your least favorite books of 2024. And we want to react to those.
We got so many submissions for this. You guys love to be haters. Some of these I'm like, yeah, 100% agree. Some of these were jump scares, very rude, and they felt targeted. So
yes, they did. And listen, I don't know, at least I feel this way. There have definitely been a couple instances where we're maybe a little hatery, but I feel like we don't like to necessarily spend too much time hating, but you know.
Oh, I do. Sorry.
Today we will. Yeah, you do. But that's okay.
Let me mention One Day in December, and Kayla turns into the biggest hater ever. Talking about I don't like to hate on books. You have the ones.
I know, but unless if it's brought up, then I'll talk about it. If it's not, you know.
Anyways, Brandy, what were you gonna say? Anyways,
I was just gonna say before we jump in. Should we talk about what we're reading and drinking really fast?
I got another beer, guys. And I promise
I've been drinking.
Yes. Beer is good. I've been doing a lot of running, and you need the carbs when you're running because you burn a lot of energy. So the carbs help. Michelob Ultra, sweetie, if you are listening, sign me up, please. I will promote you so bad. And reading, you know, I'm just in between books right now, so I haven't decided what I'm gonna do next, but stay tuned.
Love.
I have a simple water today, but I am gonna start Bourbon and Secrets by Victoria Wilder. It's the second book in that series. Had a good old time with the first one, so, you know, ready for the other one. And Kendra loves to bring up how much I talk about this cover, but it's true.
Because you love to bring up the cover. Kayla, are you gay?
I don't think so. I don't know.
This is a safe space. I was allowed to ask that question.
Who knows?
Don't ask random strangers that question.
No, yeah, don't. Little invasive, but it's okay because it's Kendra. So that's what I'm going to read next. And I'm excited.
Love that. I am currently drinking some sparkling grape juice, which I bought at the store on impulse the other day. You guys remember how you used to have that on New Year's Eve as kids when you couldn't drink?
Yeah, and you were like, oh my god, yes.
Yeah, Dale and I poured it into wine glasses last night. It was so fun.
Cute.
And I'm
so wasted.
Yeah. We'd be like, I think it's like sat around too long. I think it's wine now. Fucking dummies.
I never thought that. Yeah, that was a little...
We would just pretend because we wanted to act. Yes. I didn't actually think that, you guys. I just wanted to act drunk. I am about to jump back into an Ember in the Ashes series. I paused A Torch Against the Night because I read a lot of fantasy back to back to back to back. So I need a little romance palate cleanser, but I'm ready to jump back in. So that's where I'll be heading next.
Okay. All right. Let's start off with the least fave books of 2024 that all of our listeners have submitted. And the very first one on this list, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, how is this even possible? Literally, how is this possible? It's from our good friend Jayla, aka Jayla is reading. She submitted The Simple Wild by K.A. Tucker. And we're going to go through these books, and we're going to tell you guys whether or not, in our opinion, your least fave book, valid or invalid, to have that as your least fave book. So right off the bat, invalid. I'm so sorry, Jayla. Invalid.
Jayla, you've been keeping that quiet because you know a lot of us love it. I didn't even know you read it.
Yeah. So, I didn't either. Oh, I think I knew it. Like, I think I saw it on Storygraph that she had started it, but I don't think she rated it.
I want to know why. There was a reason for that. Bad.
You know, I can probably picture it's probably going to have to do something with Jonah and the makeup. With Jonah. That's everyone's reason for not liking it. I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
I know.
It was fine for Kala. Like, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry, Jayla. That's invalid.
Yeah, invalid. Sorry.
Sorry.
Next up, we have The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by B.E. Schwab. This was submitted by Habiba Saya. Again, so sorry if I submitted your username wrong. I liked this book. I can see why it's probably not your favorite. But did you come to that conclusion on your own?
Yeah.
That's such a popular book where I have to know, did you come to that conclusion on your own? And if so, valid. If you are echoing, invalid.
Yeah, I want to know your intentions going into this book. Did you want to love it? That's just my thought. Yeah, but
I feel like I can't say because I haven't read it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Our next one was Quicksilver by Callie Hart. This was submitted by literary.sam. None of us have read that one,
but I don't know. I'm
book
like
right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so on the fence about this book, like whether or not I want to start it or not, just because I think that a lot of the criticisms of this book I've seen are like a lot of general criticisms people have about the romantasy genre in general. So I don't know.
You're like, none of that shit bothers me.
I can't say. No, well, no, it just, it fully depends, I think, for me. Okay. But I don't know. To be determined.
Anytime I see a romantasy book rise in popularity this fast, it scares me just a little bit. Only because the powerless trap. I can't think of another way to say this. Yeah. Like, Lauren Roberts, Powerless by Lauren Roberts is probably my least favorite book of the year, if not, you know.
We did get that a couple times.
Yeah. Bottom five powerless. For me, for sure. And it just, it feels piecemeal of a bunch of romantasy tropes. And I get scared. I don't know. But our friend Monica, friend of the pod, Monty's at Bookshelf, recently read it. She said she wasn't really vibing until about, like, 40%, and then it, like, really gripped her. So, I don't know. I'm interested.
Yeah. Our friend Tammy read it and loved it.
Okay.
I'm forgetting Tammy's username, but
Bookish by Tammy.
Yeah, Bookish by Tammy, who is stunning, by the way. She loved it. So I don't know. It's one of those things where I could probably read it and tell you what people like about it, but I might not like that thing, you know?
Right. This next one was submitted by Paige B. Reads. This one is really funny to me. It's Blue Graffiti by Callahan Skogman. And she said, the worst thing Emily Henry has ever done is recommend this book. Woof.
Yeah.
Listen, I haven't read this, but I still feel like I can say valid. Just because to me, even though Callahan Skogman is like, he's a very attractive person. Okay, I will give him that. Something about him reeks of desperation to me. Yeah. And so that's why I just can't get behind it.
Yep.
I can't get behind it.
The fact that he recently said he would do an Emily Henry movie for free, stand up.
I know.
I'm like, who is your agent? Whoever is advising you to act like this, they need to... Callahan, what have you done since... Shadow and Bone. What have you done? You need to be booked and busy. That's how you get those roles. You think Tom Blythe was just sitting around doing nothing? No, he was working. And that's how he got people we meet on vacation. People. Get to work. I haven't read the book, but in one of my group chats, we talk about that all the time. Like how no one's read it and no one has said anything positive about it either. So, poor guy. Hey, you got Emily Henry to go to your book event virtually.
I was going to say, but she didn't even show up.
Yeah. I would love to know her real thoughts, you know? Like,
She's like a needy boyfriend that won't get out of her DMs. She's like, I have to throw him a bone or he'll never leave me alone.
Yeah. So I say valid.
Yeah, right? Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is one of the pod's favorite books. So this one kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. And that was submitted by boba.t.reads.
Dana. Invalid.
Invalid.
Girl, that's crazy. One of the fun parts of people submitting their favorite books of the year and their least favorite books of the year is, like, I've seen your top 10 list, Dana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You submitted your top 10 list, and this is on your least favorites? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that your top 10 list was bad, but, like, what the fuck?
It's just interesting. Wow. Yeah, we're all so different.
Yeah.
Everybody's so unique. The next one is Everything I Know About Love by Dali Alderton. And mm-hmm. this was submitted by Naira X. And she said, I think it was supposed to be relatable, but my life is so boring, I couldn't relate to it. I also thought she was a selfish friend in her 20s. Oof. Which is a funny commentary on this.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in the middle with this because Madison read this book this year and she loved it. Like, she wants me to read it. She's like, it's so good. Like, I think you would really enjoy it. And since I know it's like a memoir, so I think so I feel like there will be things in it that I probably can relate to. I feel like my 20s has been boring. It was fun when I was in college and, like, but then pandemic hit and I just became like a hermit. So we'll see where I land.
Yeah. I don't know. I have wanted to try Dali Alderton, but I've just never done it. She just recently came out with another book that I can't remember the title.
Yeah, it's on PRH. I can picture the cover.
And I was like, ooh, maybe I'll try that one, but I haven't checked her out yet. But I know a lot of people really love this book too. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's like some of people's like all-time favorites. So
yeah.
I cannot say.
Yeah,
but
me either.
Okay, next is an interesting one, Credence by Penelope Douglas, which was submitted by Archetypes and Anecdotes. I haven't read this one, but Kendra, I know you have.
I sure have.
But this Uncle one Jake. I know, I don't think you're going to say invalid, because I think that regardless, you still had like a silly good time, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those books where, like, I can't fault you for not liking it, but just know that loved is a strong word. I had a good time. You had to go in these, you can't go in expecting literature. You got to go in expecting to be horny. And if you go in expecting to be horny and you turn your brain off, girl, you have a great time. So I'd love to know what you went in thinking about.
What I was just about to say is what were you going into this book thinking, and how could it be anything other than I'm about to read Credence by Penelope Douglas? Unless you went in completely blind, I'm shocked that this is your least favorite book of the year, because I feel like in order to be a least favorite book of the year, in my opinion, like, all my least favorite books of the year were books I was hoping to like and then just like crashed and burned, you know? Fair. So,
yeah.
That's an interesting one. Yeah. Speaking of.
Yeah. Next, we have three that were submitted by Hannah Hart's Paperbacks. She said, Not in Love by Allie Hazelwood, which, valid. That book was ass. The Summer You Found Me by Elizabeth O'Rourke. I haven't read that, but I did like the first one in that series. So, I don't know. And then The Season of Secrets by QB Tyler. Is this a QB Tyler book I read this year? I've never not enjoyed a QB Tyler book, so.
That one came out at the end of last year. And it is my personal favorite QB Tyler book.
Yeah.
I really had a good time with that one. I have also read all three of these. I have read The Summer You Found Me, and The Summer We Fell, which is the first book in that series, is my favorite.
I love that one.
But The Summer I Saved You, which was released last year and is the second book, was my like least favorite book of last year. Did not like that book at all. The Summer You Found Me, I thought was okay. So I would say personally invalid. And then Not in Love, I would also say invalid. I know that there's mixed opinions on that book, but it's, for me, it's nowhere near like a least fave book. But that's me.
I just feel like if you had a lot of high hopes for that book, I can see why it would be your least favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I could see all three of those, but all three of those books, I think, because I follow Hannah, so I think Hannah probably went into all three of those books wanting to love them is my guess, which is why those probably hit. So I'll give her valid on those.
Okay.
Okay.
See, context helps. So sorry for the people that we don't have context for.
Don't hate us.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The next one is the Twisted series by Anna Wong. This was submitted by our friend Hadil, the reader. Hadil, aka Hadil. And yeah, valid girl. I haven't read any of those and I never will.
Yeah. I would say valid, yeah.
I read the first one, hated it. DNF the second one. Anna Wong will never get a penny out of me. Proud of her. You guys know she has like close to a million followers on Instagram. That is crazy.
She signed a 7-figure deal recently.
Yeah, she's one of the highest selling authors of the year. Mm-hmm. Ladies, anything is possible. Anything is possible.
You know what? Maybe you should quit your teaching job and write a book. Yes. Go for it, girls.
If you work hard enough, you can get to the top. I do kind of want to be seated for her next book, though, because I know the FMC is going to be black. And she's inspired by that famous supermodel. And she's Ethiopian. We told Lomi to sign up to beta read it.
Yeah.
So we'll see if she gets it.
Wait, who is it, that one girl that sometimes people fan cast as Magnolia?
No. This girl is really dark skinned. Nope.
Okay. Our next couple books are by the same author, so we'll say both of them. Wild Eyes by Elsie Silver, submitted by Yasmin Reads, and then Wild Loves by Elsie Silver, submitted by Read with Caroline. Wild Love, I would say valid. Even though, again, it wasn't my least favorite book of the year, I still didn't really enjoy it that much. So I would say valid for that one. Wild Eyes was better to me, marginally.
Yeah. So, again, more context. Our friend Yasmin, she reads bangers and she recommends bangers. I'm going to say valid with the context for Yasmin for Wild Eyes, even though personally that is nowhere near my bottom. It's probably in the middle of my reads of the year.
Mm-hmm. I say valid for both of them, especially because, like, if you're coming off of Chestnut Springs going into this new series, it's not the same. Yeah. Even with Wild, like, we're only saying Wild Eyes is better because Wild Love was that bad. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if Wild Eyes came out first, we still would have been like, oh, okay. And, like, not Elsie's best, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah. The next few were submitted by Read with Caroline as well. House of Flame and Shadows by SJM and Leather and Lark by Bryn Weaver. Leather and Lark definitely didn't live up to the hype for me either, right. Caroline. I was expecting a lot because Butcher and Blackbird was one of my favorite books of last year. I've listened to that book 4 times. But Leather and Lark, I haven't even thought about rereading it. Like, I have no interest in rereading that book. So totally, I feel like that's super valid.
I have read both of these. House of Flame and Shadow, it's, again, nowhere near my least fave, but it was a letdown. So especially with just, like, but I also think a lot of that was fan expectation. You know, just a lot of people, I think, put too much stock into what they thought was going to happen. And, you know, so many times fan theories can ruin things for people. So, but I still say it's valid if you were let down, then, you know.
Yeah, all three of those ones that Caroline submitted, Wild Love, House of Flame and Shadow, and Leather and Lark, all were, like, highly anticipated releases for a lot of people that didn't live up, really.
Okay,
so obviously I saw this and I smiled a little bit. Sorry, Brandy. Funny story by Emily Henry was submitted by Hodan. They said love M Hin, just not this one because of Miles. So
Miles invalid. Invalid.
I say valid.
I say valid.
Mm-hmm. I think especially if you are someone that, like, I would love to know what Hodan reads. If she's reading a lot of billionaire, like, romances, Miles is let down. You get to Miles and you're like, this man is poor. So I agree. That wasn't why I didn't like it, though. I didn't like it because I thought it was a downgrade in her writing. But that's just me. It was a mid-Emily Henry book, though, so it wasn't the worst book that I've read at all. It was just, it's not even her worst book.
I don't even think that book is mid.
I don't either.
Yeah, you got two invalids and a valid. You have an ally in Kendra.
You sure do.
Next, I'm going to say both of these were submitted by sb.reads.books, our friend Sam. She has two. She has Under the Stars by Laura Pavlov, which I would say valid. I haven't even read that. And unfortunately, I did read a Laura Pavlov book this year, Loving Romeo, and it is one of my least favorite books of the year. And then The Breakup Tour by Austin Sigmund Broca and Emily Wibberly.
I'm surprised we didn't get more submits for that one.
Yeah.
I started it and I never finished it. I could tell you. So, but I think of our friend Glav Reads, yeah, who mm-hmm. has her a good video review. Tearing yeah. it apart. She tears it apart, but it's really funny. I'm so sorry to be a huge yeah. hater, but it is really funny. So I would say valid.
Yeah. I was excited to read that book and then the reviews were yeah. so bad and I was like, it's not worth it. They're an interesting pair.
I think I got 10-15% in before I was like, no, never mind. I just like don't really care. And so then when I saw all the reviews for it, I was like, oh, I feel so validated.
Yeah, right the now. Swifties went in. The worst thing they ever did for that book was market it as a Swiftie book. Like that yeah. they could not have gone worse with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one I want to talk about next is Before We Were Strangers by Renee Carrillo. I knew you'd like that. That was submitted by her musings. I hate that book. Valid, girl. The more I think about that book, when I initially read that book, you know what? The first 50%, they had me in the first 50%. So that's why I gave it 3 stars. But like, the more I think about that book, the more it pisses me off. I don't like the plot of that book, but the thing that like pushed it over the edge for me personally, I know this is a me thing, is that she was a classical musician and the author, Renee, girl, do an ounce of research. Literally get any person who's ever been in band before to beta read your fucking book, because what the fuck was going on there? That book makes me so mad. Okay, valid, girl.
I love that. We had a lot of people submit A Novel Love Story by Ashley Poston. Mm-hmm. I have previously said on this pod that I have never DNF'd a book so fast. So I say everyone that submitted that is valid. I don't know what she was doing because the writing felt different. And I was reading an ARC, so I was like trying to give her like, but then you realize like, no, ARCs are essentially finished copies, guys. Like they've gone through copy, like passes, everything. Like it was so bad. So I hope her next book is good, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's like 5 people submitting that, probably more if I
if you scroll a little bit. Yeah, there's a ton.
Sad. Somebody did submit This Summer Will Be Different by Carly Fortune. They said, quote, it was not. That is submitted by Hanifa with several E's and H's.
I laughed, so sorry, when girl. I saw that. That was so funny. Valid.
That was funny.
Your comment was funny.
Yeah.
But still invalid.
Girl, I see you. I say valid because, yeah, the summer was not different at all. We said, damn, back to this fucking lake.
It wasn't the lake. It was the ocean because they're on Prince Edward Island.
It's Canada. So, like,
get it right.
It's Canada.
Who cares?
Just kidding, Canadian listeners. We love
you. We love you.
The Atlantic stops once you hit Maine. It's just nothing but lakes up
there. Stop.
Next, we have Say You'll Remember Me, submitted by our friend Bernie, A Paperback Life. We've talked about her. We like looked at her top 10 list in a previous episode. Go back and listen to that. She has great taste. So Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez. She said, maybe not the worst, but for sure the biggest disappointment. I'm shocked that this is what she chose to submit for this. Yeah. But I'll say
maybe
valid.
Because it's fresher on the mind. It might be because it's fresh on her mind.
Yeah.
I think biggest disappointment. I don't know what my biggest disappointment is. Because it's still not my least favorite Abby book, you know? So I can't say
it's mine, but I haven't read her first two.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Same. Disclaimer, this book obviously doesn't come out till next year. And we all have read the arc of it. So, it was a disappointment, I think, for all of us.
But it's still a good book. I think a lot of people would still love it.
Right.
Especially if you're going through something that the character herself is going through. Like, I think a lot of people are going to feel seen. And so I have to kind of put that over everything else. We'll do an episode on it and I'll probably still care about it. Who knows?
We'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone submitted, actually a few people submitted The Syndicator by Runix. However, Triz Love Tan specifically said, my fave dark romance series, but the last books disappointed so bad.
This is such a trend in romance books, like series, interconnected standalone series. Why is every last book in these series flopping so hard?
But this one, like, I haven't read this series, but this one was like, people were angry. Because I guess she changed a lot of stuff and it made other things, she was like retconning things. So it just made plot holes appear. So she was threatening to take away things.
She said she already cut, like, cause she's doing like a bonus, like epilogue short story or whatever. And she's already cutting chapters from that because people are being mean to her online. Girl, log off for a little bit.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I don't have thick enough skin to do it, but
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
One that was submitted by Read with T is How to End a Love Story by Yulin Kwong. I haven't read it. However, there's a reason why I haven't read it. It's because actually, we were proven wrong when we looked at people's top 10 lists. Mm-hmm. But until that list, I feel like no one was saying it was like that good, you know? So I was just like, I don't want to read it.
I followed, it's not that I was necessarily surprised to see it on people's list, because I do remember when it came out that a lot of people were really enjoying it. I didn't realize that a lot of people were enjoying it as much as they did. So I enjoyed it. I think I rated it 4 stars, something similar. So me personally, I would say invalid, because I enjoyed it. So sorry, girl. One that I think is invalid that is on here is Flawless by Elsie Silver, submitted by MG.Robinson. She said, hot take, but ... I really love that book. So that's invalid.
I do too.
Me too.
I did like that book. I think that's one of Elsie's best books, because it actually has a plot.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
We got a lot more. Some other ones that we'll just throw out there for your consideration. Hooked by Emily McIntyre, Fangirl Down by Dessa Bailey, Raiders of the Lost Heart by Joe Segura. What other ones are we seeing? Powerless by Lauren Roberts. Valid, 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 valid.
Brandy hates, every time I think of that book, Brandy, I think of you.
Yeah. I read that in January and it really just soured a good chunk of the year for me. The Striker by Anna Wong, Heartbones by Colleen Hoover.
Which, invalid. I really like that Colleen Hoover book. I think it's actually on the stronger side for her, so...
Yeah, it was a good one. I like
Bunny by Mona Awad. I know that book is really hit or miss for people.
Yeah.
I want to know. That one was submitted by a Sunshine Bookworm, which I know Sarah, and I know what she typically reads, so I'm not super surprised that this didn't hit for you. I do not think it would hit for me either, Sarah. Yeah. But yeah, those are some other ones that showed up.
Yeah. And like we said, we got a lot, so apologies if like we couldn't get to all of them, but just know that we saw all of them. And you can come to your own decision whether or not we think they're valid or invalid. And a lot of you guys read so much, like there are so many books where I was like, girl, I do not know what you're talking about, so apologies.
You guys are
more,
so literate.
I know, like, yeah, you guys so read literate. We thought we read a lot. No, you guys read a lot. They're like, well, yeah, maybe if you're not on that damn podcast all the time, read some books. I sound like my mom.
Shut that damn computer off.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much for joining in our little hater episode. Yeah. But it was fun to be a hater.
This was hater light. Are you kidding me? We've been way bigger haters.
Yeah, go listen to our episode with our friend Haley, Haley's Dot House, the state of the bookish community. Yeah. Woo! If you want to hear some haters.
I didn't think it was that bad, you guys.
I thought it was fun. It's a fun hater.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's very lot to think about when you listen to that episode. I realized like, yeah, we were kind of having
we were cooking.
Thoughtful conversation.
We were cooking.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll be back soon with some more episodes, but thanks for listening. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, go ahead and leave a review and rating. We'd really appreciate it. And be sure to hop over to our Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod. We ramble all the time on there. We are also linked our personal bookstagrams in this episode description, as well as over on Instagram in our podcast account. So we'd love to see you there.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.